Hello, everybody out there in Greenfield, Massachusetts. You are listening to Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Goh. You're listening to WMCBLP Greenfield. That's 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts. We've had a holiday break, but now we're back. We will be twanging in the new year, featuring one artist, amongst many others to support them. We'll be listening to the twangy guitar work of no one else than, you guessed it, that's Mr. Duane Eddy. I had the privilege of seeing his star-studded tile outside the Nashville, Tennessee Country Music Hall of Fame Museum over the past week when I was vacationing there. And I was inspired to know what is right and what is true about what is to come in 2026. This will be the year of the twang. So there's no other way to do it than to twang in the new year. We'll be listening to Duane Eddy and some other artists who like to feature a twangy, twangy guitar. Don't worry, it might be bluesy, there might be a flute, but here it twangs. Thank you. Hello, everybody out there in Greenfield and beyond. If you're on the internet, you might be listening to my voice right now in real time, which would be 5:29 on January 5th of 2026. If you're online, that's probably WMCB.net if you're listening to that in real time. If you're on the airwaves, that's 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts. And anyway, is awesome. I'm glad you're out there. This is the year of the twang. I think that's becoming clear to everybody. Let me show you the ways that I'm trying to persuade you in that direction. First, we heard Duane Eddy's Swingin' Shepherd Blues, which started with a lot of flautist work, and then some organ. And then came the twang that we know and love. After that, we heard from a different album of Duane Eddy's, the song Night Train. And then we heard a little bit of break from some twang. There was some orchestral work there by Henry Mancini. That was the song Oddball. This was from an album of his based on the success of the Peter Gunn soundtrack that he worked on. This is more from Peter Gunn, if anyone's a Henry Mancini head such as myself. And then lastly, we just heard something from the late, great Bo Diddley from Have Guitar Will Travel. This is a funky album where on the cover of it, he's riding a cute little Vespa, I think in Chicago, but I'm not sure on that. And he has a rectangular guitar. It's awesome. And on that record, we heard Spanish Guitar, which I think has a very nice twang to it. We're going to see what's queued up next. I'm excited to play a Wanda Jackson song. Let me see if I can cue that up. I was very inspired by my trip to Nashville to be playing some twangier things. Not to say that this isn't out there, not to say that this isn't in the orbit of the Voyager 3 Enterprise, but we're taking a slightly different direction. But we're going to twang. We're going to twang right now. Right now, we're actually, I'm going to switch gears from Wanda Jackson, and we are going to hear something from Roy Orbison, that is.
Hey now, you better listen to me, every one of you. We've got a lot of work to do. Forget about your women and that water can. Today you're working for the man. Deadline to meet. I'm gonna see you make it on time. Oh, don't relax. I want elbows and backs. I wanna see everybody from behind. 'Cause you're working for the man. You're working for the man. You gotta make him a hand. You're working for the man. Picking him up and I'm laying him down. I believe he's gonna work me into the ground. I pull to the left, I heave to the right. I ought to kill him, but it wouldn't be right. 'Cause I'm working for the man. I'm working for the man. I gotta make him a hand. I'm working for the man.
Growing up thinking, this sounds like an echoing cardboard box, and that's how, as a child, I perceived the sound of twang on the guitar, the distortion that is twang. As we twang in the new year, I'm going to make sure that we keep it twangy, okay? And nothing will do that better than the classic Fujiyama Mama by Wanda Jackson.
Sold over 25 million records and albums the world over. I had a conversation once with George Harrison of the Beatles, who said he was a great Duane Eddy fan. Have you ever met the man?
No, I haven't.
Did you know he had followed your style and enjoyed it?
I read it in a couple articles in different magazines that he said he admired my playing and everything, which is very flattering.
It's kind of gratifying. He's rather well known at this point. How did the twang come to be? Did you sit down one night and develop it, or did somebody teach you to play that way, or what?
Well, our friend Al Casey taught me a lot about guitar, but he actually, I guess I developed that particular style myself, you know.
Where?
In Phoenix, Arizona.
That's where you just got back from. What were you doing there?
Well, I had a lot of fan mail from people that wanted what they called the old Duane Eddy sound, and so we thought we'd go back to Phoenix, where the original Rebels are, and the original studio and everything, and see if we couldn't come up with something like that.
When will it be released?
The end of this month, or the end of, yeah.
Yeah, the end of this month, but that shakes me up because I had something in mind for January. Is that the album?
That's the album, yes.
What will it be called?
That's called The Golden Twang.
Including oldies?
Yes, oldies. All million-seller instrumentals, like Raunchy, Tequila, Shangri-La, Honky Tonk, Rebel Rouser.
We'll look forward to it. Duane, thank you ever so much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to change the subject from fish to twangy music.
Folks, let's see what's happening here for the, or what was happening for the past 10 minutes on WMCB LP Greenfield, 107.9, Last on the Dial, First in Our Hearts. You're with your captain, Vincent Dan Goh, on Voyager 3, as you may or may not be, routinely on Mondays from 5 to 6. Just so you know, if you want to catch this at a different time, or you find yourself listening to WMCB LP Greenfield on Tuesdays between 12 and 1 in the afternoon, you might hear Voyager 3. Or if it's Saturday and you're listening to WMCB LP Greenfield between 10 and 11 a.m., you're also listening to Voyager 3. Now, you could be listening through the archives on the website, WMCB.net, and my guess is you're distracted by that cutesy little green button at the top that might pique your interest into donating, because it has the word donate on it, so it might just spark that curiosity or have a related memory to you of that association. But right now, we're twanging in the new year. I think at this point, it's pretty safe to say that we will be twanging through till the end of the year, which I mark as December 31st, 2026. And so through that time period, we'll be twanging. Next, I want to hear a mystery sound. We have something queued up here. I know it's a little off schedule. Usually we do this about 5:30, but we can keep you on pens and needles as long as you're twanging, you're having a great time. So let's listen to what's going on here in the local mystery sound. Sent in by our resident sound collector, DJ Lava Dragon.
Friday, guess what this mystery sound is? Let's listen to that again.
I'm not really sure. In the meantime, I am going to play you another song. Before I get into that, though, let's make sure that we all know that we heard a song by Link Ray and his Raymen, which are like the early years for him. That song was The Outlaw. We followed that up with a really awesome surf group that I've been listening to for years. It's hard for me to find their vinyl, but I stumbled on them somewhere through YouTube, probably. They're a Russian surf rock band, contemporary. They only have, they're not seeming as well known as I'm expecting because of how good they are. They do lots of sound samples and have like some Halloween-y kind of like sounds here and there. But this band is called Messer Chups, and that song was Gotham City. That was the last thing we heard. Now, for some thinking music, while you're hearing that scratchy noise from DJ Lava Dragon, we're going to listen to The Atlantic Limited by Julian Lage.
Twangy music. For a while. I want to change the subject from fish to twangy music. How long?
Folks, it's that time. I'm going to give the reveal now. I'll play the sound for you one more time. We're going to listen to that mystery sound one more time, folks. Okay, let's see.
Let's listen to that again.
No, let's not.
Let's listen.
I said
to
no,
that.
No, 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 we're not. No, no. Okay. No. Okay.
What do you think that sound was? That was the sound of my mom pushing up her deodorant.
Her deodorant.
Happy New Year!
Oh, that's so sweet, DJ Lava Dragon. This next song that I'm going to do here live in the studio, but we're going to listen to Dean Hightower's song, which is called Twangin' Fool, and that's from his guitar classic album called Twangy with a Beat.
I want to change the subject from fish to twangy music. I want to change the subject from fish to twangy music.
Jimmy, a I'm still here. Wish you were.
Thank you.
Thank you.